Joining me live over the phone is Brittany Ritter with the Lincoln County Prevention ATODS Abuse Coalition. Good morning, Brittany. Thanks for your time today.
Good morning.
Hey, we appreciate you joining us this morning to tell us about this upcoming QPR training, to tell us what this is and the details. It's all about suicide prevention and warning signs and really helping the community help the people that are in need of it. So, Brittany, just tell us QPR training. What does that stand for? What does it mean? And what can someone expect at this event?
Sure. So, QPR stands for Question, Persuade, and Refer. It is basically three simple steps that anybody in a community can learn. It has gives you the tools to create a life-saving plan to prevent somebody from suicide. During the QPR training, which is about 1 hour, you will learn behavioral situations, behavioral clues, warning signs, things like that that put people in crisis-type mode. You'll learn how to question whether or not they're struggling, then learn to persuade them to get help, and then finally the third piece is referring them and taking them to get help they need to hopefully save their life.
You know, Brittany, it's an hour. I mean, it's an hour training, and so this is something that should be a no-brainer for people to attend, and because we're talking an hour could save a life. I mean, it just makes sense. People should be going to this.
Oh, absolutely. And the other thing, Duke, is that it is not something that only professionals should attend. It is open to the public. It's perfect for friends, teachers, parents, coworkers, your supervisor, and even professionals that are trained in law enforcement, mental health, healthcare. It doesn't matter. It is for any and everybody.
This is coming up in a couple of days, correct? This upcoming Monday?
That's right. It's on Monday, December 2nd. We have two different sessions. One will be at 12 p.m. till 1. And then we have an evening session, 6 p.m. to 7. It'll be in the Grays River Room at the Sierra Valley Medical Center, and it is a free training.
Again, talking with Brittany Ritter this morning from the Lincoln County Prevention ATODS Abuse Coalition. Brittany, this is a hard thing to talk about for a lot of people, but once you do start talking about it, I think a lot of people are surprised how big of an issue this is in our local community right here in Lincoln County. And you never know when you may be in a situation where you need to help someone that you may even know or love that you would have thought would never need this kind of help. But once you start having these conversations, I think a lot of people are surprised at how common this is.
Duke, it's so common. In fact, 80% of the population at some time in their life will experience depressive disorder. And there's different realms of depression. It can be very mild to very serious. So when you think about being able to learn tools to recognize if your friend, your family, or coworker are struggling or dealing with depressive type behaviors and you have resources to be able to help them, that's pretty darn important.
So we encourage everyone to go to this. Again, it's this upcoming Monday in the Grays River Room at Star Valley Health in Afton. Two sessions you can pick from, noon to 1 or 6 to 7 p.m. There's more information in this week's Star Valley Independent as well. Brittany, anything else about this QPR training you wanted to mention this morning?
Not that I can think of. You know, I guess the best way to put it is QPR is really a CPR for mental health behavior. Everybody knows how to do CPR. Everybody should know how to do QPR.
That's again Brittany Ritter with the Lincoln County Prevention ATODS Abuse Coalition. Training's happening this upcoming Monday, 12 to 1, 6 to 7. Pick either one at Star Valley Health in the Grays River Room, and it's free to attend. Brittany, thanks so much for your time.